Well, good morning. 6:33. We're going to take a full look at your forecast coming up here in just a little bit. Real quick before we get going on rock news. The last time covering it while Hunter is away. He's back today. I'm very excited. He'll take back over on rock news starting tomorrow. We actually have a couple of delays. If you need to see any closings or delays, you can go to WIRX.com. Click on the closings tab, and it's right there. Everything that you need. It's brought to you by Medic One Ambulance and Kepner's Precision Auto Crafters. Today, a 2-hour delay at Fenville Public Schools and South Haven Public Schools, plus Tri-County Head Start in South Haven is at a 2-hour delay. So, a little bit later start for some of those. Again, you can see more at WIRX.com under the closings tab, brought to you by Medic One Ambulance and Kepner's Precision Auto Crafters. All right, let's take a look at your rock news. And Tom Petty died of an accidental drug overdose due to a variety of medications he was taking. The L.A. County Coroner's report says that the number of Tom's organs that failed due to, quote, a mixed drug toxicity that brought on his cardiac arrest. He was on several pain meds for his fractured hip, including oxycodone, Xanax, Celeax, and two other types of fentanyl, one of which came in a patch. That's the drug that was also linked to the 2016 death of Prince. Petty's family issued a statement that says, quote, despite this painful injury, he insisted on keeping his commitment to his fans, and he toured for 53 dates with a fractured hip, and as he did, it worsened to a more serious injury. On the day he died, he was informed his hip graduated to a full-on break, and it was our feeling that the pain was simply unbearable and what caused for him to overuse his medication. That sucks, man. God. It continues, we know before the report was shared with us that he was prescribed various pain medications for a multitude of issues, including fentanyl patches, and we feel confident that this was, as the coroner found, an unfortunate accident. As a family, we recognize that the report may spark further discussion on the opioid crisis, and we feel that is healthy and a necessary discussion. And we hope in some way this report can save lives. Many people who overdose begin with a legitimate injury or simply do not understand the potency and deadly nature of these medications. It concludes by saying thank you for all the respecting the memory of a man who was truly great during his time on this planet, both publicly and privately. We would be grateful if you could respect the privacy of the entire Heartbreaker family during this difficult time. This sucks, man. You know, any overdose is unfortunate, but when it's accidental, when it's something that didn't need to happen, I mean, none of them really do. It's just knowing that we could have had him for a lot longer, knowing that a little hip injury is what eventually led to this overdose really is heartbreaking, man. So that's the official report on Tom Petty. That's your rock news. We'll be back.